Vamos al mambo. Greetings and welcome to Embracing Vulnerability. I'm your host, your beloved Enelie. It's another Wise Woman Wednesday. I have not said that in a while. I want to start us off with an anime quote. Dead people receive more flowers than living ones because regret is stronger than gratitude. This is from Violet Evergarden, is that the name of the anime? Maybe I got that wrong. But if you guys haven't checked out the animes, you guys should go ahead and check that out. It was recommended by my soulmate, Seroa, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. So because May is the month for mothers, and it's a beautiful month all around the world, I am going to try to explain my origin story with my best friend, Seroa. My man and her man grew up together. My husband, I shall name him Nafas for privacy, and Siroa, my bestie's husband, shall name him Hiro for privacy as well. I knew Hiro before I met Siroa because our husbands grew up together. I used to visit my man Nafas, and Hiro also happened to be visiting at the time. I have known Nafas since 2006. That's 18 years ago, if you do the math. We used to date on and off back in 2006 in high school. It was not a serious relationship. Fast forward to 2015, I lacked finances after giving birth to my daughter and needed a place to stay. So I asked my mother-in-law if I could live with them. Back when my mother-in-law was in denial about my relationship with her son, she allowed me to live in her home. My man didn't request, I asked permission. I asked simply because I thought it would be wild to sleep in someone else's home for several days and not explain why you were there all the time. The reason why I mentioned my mother-in-law in this story is because that's how I started hearing about Seroa. My mother-in-law kept mentioning here and there that her comadre, which was Hiro's mom, was complaining a lot about Hiro's girlfriend. The first complaint I heard was Hiro stopped helping his mom financially because of his girlfriend. I was curious to find out what was going on, being that Nafas was close to Hiro. So I asked Nafas if it was true that Hiro's girlfriend was not letting him help his mom financially. Nafas responded, "That's not true. Siroa is not like that. You should meet her. I think you guys would get along." Come to find out, he said the same thing to Siroa about me. He told her, "You should meet Enelie. I think you would like her." So again, being that May is a month for mothers, I wanted to have a guest. The day has arrived for me to shower Her Majesty with digital flowers. The Mamoru to my Usagi, the Link to my Zelda, the Nitrogen to my Oxygen. She came into my life like He-Man because she has the power. My beloved soulmate, Seroa. Yay!
Hello, hello. How it goes? I'm Seroa. It's nice to be here.
I'm so happy you're here.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me. No, I've been looking forward to this for a while now.
I know. It feels kind of strange to be talking and recording ourselves for the first time.
Yeah, I agree.
What are your thoughts on my introduction? I tried to make it as less gay as possible, but I couldn't.
No, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I think it does give a lot of insight to how we actually met. So it was funny that Nafas tells me, "Oh, hey, this is someone that you're going to get along with. You guys would totally vibe together. You guys have the same attitude." And I'm like, "Excuse me? What do you mean? Where has she been all my life? Like, why are you only bringing her up now?" So that was very interesting.
I know. I can't believe that somehow you knew him before you knew me. And then I just guess it wasn't our time to meet.
Yeah, I guess the universe said, "We're going to put a hold on that." And it was too strong.
Honestly, yeah, because I feel like I met you in a time where I truly needed someone to hold me in the space that I wanted to be held. Because in the past, I had experienced other friendships, but I wasn't genuinely 100% myself.
Yeah, that can happen. And it was so funny too, because that day, I didn't even want to go to the event that we met at as a Christmas party, by the way. So it was funny because Nafaz shows up and he's like, "Come, you're gonna meet my friend Lily," and I'm like, "Okay, that's fine." And he's like, "No, come." Or I'm like, "Are you lying to me?" Because sometimes they trick us to kind of get to go places because we hate going places. I'm like, "Okay, I'll go, but if she's not there, I'm leaving. I'm totally leaving." But thankfully, you were there, and I want to ask you, what were your initial thoughts? Like, because I feel like when I got there, I wasn't 100% sure how we would get along.
I'm really glad that I met you that day because honestly, I was living in a home where it was mostly boys. So talking to my mother-in-law about my problems was not going to be something that I was gonna feel comfortable doing because of the age difference, because it's my mother-in-law, and I feel like there's lines that I don't want to cross because I know that I can go to her and complain to her about her son, but it just doesn't feel the same as having someone and that's not related to him to complain about him. And when I met you, I didn't feel I'm really big on energy. And I didn't feel any animosity coming from you. And I was like, oh, she's really pretty. I was shocked. I was shocked, to be honest, because Hiro didn't strike me as such a social person when I met him. So the fact that he had a girlfriend, I was like, okay, he got game.
Yeah, no, that was something that I found interesting as well, or Nafaz found that interesting because he thought that anyone else would probably have gotten a girlfriend, but Hito was just not that kind of person. So when I met Nafaz, he was just like, "Wait, that's your girlfriend? She seems cool." He was one of the first people to start hearing rumors about me through my mother-in-law. So that was interesting because he already had his own opinion about me until he met me as well. So that was another story as well, our mother-in-laws. So that's gonna be, woo, gonna take
Honestly,
some
I'm
time.
glad that he has his own opinion about people and he always does his own research because honestly, had he not decided to judge you for himself, we probably would have never met.
Yeah,
If he would have
definitely.
just took what his mother and his mother's friend were saying, he would have, if he would have just told Hiro, like, oh, that girl, she doesn't sound good for you. But he just never likes to inject himself in situations until he has his own information.
Yeah, that's definitely true. He said as soon as he started hearing the rumors, he wanted to get his own opinion. He's like, "I need to meet this person and see what it is." And he said that when he first met me, he's like, "No, I see why. I see why they're together. She's really chill. She's funny. She likes anime. What's the problem?" So then the more rumors that kept coming, he kept saying, "Okay, I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing it. Maybe this is just one of those things where his mom is just jealous." And I completely agreed. I didn't hear any of these rumors on. I was oblivious to a lot of these rumors until, I'm gonna say, when I moved out, I didn't know the extent of it. And then on, when we started talking, that you told me your side of things, I remember that day actually. We both sat down and really talked about all the rumors, how upset I felt, and how bad I also felt for you that you were hearing these rumors about me. And I wouldn't be able to imagine being on that other side of the rumors. So I couldn't believe, honestly, everything you had heard about me, and being so grateful that you didn't take that to heart
No,
and
and
decided to leave.
honestly, I don't even know if we should even share the big rumor that could have possibly broken our relationship. Because, I mean, I feel comfortable saying it, but I would have to ask you for consent if we should share that.
Oh yeah, you could definitely consent. I spoke about this in my most recent podcast. That was one of the big bullet points that I had on there because I feel like that was a turning point of all of us, all of our relationships. You can definitely share that. I'm okay with it.
So from my point of view, we started being friends and I was getting my own information about her. And again, we hanged out a couple of times and I was still not feeling this bad energy that people were talking about Siroa. So one of the things that they started saying was Hiro's mom started saying that Nafas and Siroa were having an affair. And thankfully, my mother-in-law, when she heard that rumor from her friend, she didn't take it for real either because she knows her son and she thought, my son is not like that. His character, he's not the type of person to go behind his friend's back and steal his girlfriend. He's never done that before. And when my mother-in-law shared that with me, I'm not going to lie, my body felt like hot and cold and just shaky because I didn't, again, I just started meeting her and it was like there's no way because we live together. I had to start pacing. I had to start backtracking and thinking where we were, what we were doing, when did we do it to make sure that these things that people were saying were not true. And when he found out as well, Nafas, he laughed. Usually when people say something outlandish, the first thing Nafaz does is laugh. I don't know if that's his defense mechanism to not say something that immediately comes to mind, but I didn't even have to ask him if it was true that he was messing around with her because I know what kind of friend he is to his friends. He has a lot of friends and he's never done that to another friend before, so why would I think he would do that to a childhood friend?
Yeah, just to give a little background on why this rumor even started, because the way we heard it, honestly, to be brutally honest, was my mother-in-law called Hiro and said, "Your wife is sleeping with your cousin Nafas." Straight up. This wasn't something that was, how do I say, planned, or like, it was very meticulous how this happened. She said that, and he said, how, why would you say that? All she said was, well, he's dropping her off at my house. So the reason why that happened, I didn't drive at the time. Nafas visited my mother-in-law a lot because my husband has siblings and they all grew up together. He has a couple of brothers and a sister. And Nafaz grew up with all of them, so he would visit from time to time. He would call us and say, "Hey, are you guys gonna go visit?" We would say yes, and he'd be like, "Okay, get ready. I will go pass by, drop you guys off." Sometimes Hito would come with me, sometimes he chose not to. That sparked the rumor. That was it. Mind you, Hito was aware that Nafaz was picking me up and dropping me off. She lived less than a mile away. In between all of that, I don't know how she came up with this rumor, but it was like it was stated. Nafaz laughed because it was a ridiculous rumor. I find it ridiculous to this day.
And it was very hurtful too, because first of all, she's not only hurting her son, she's hurting her son's best friend, childhood friend, cousin. No, they're not blood related, but when you grow up with someone and you trust them and you love them, you feel like you're blood related because you grew up together. So they're cousins, god brothers, everything. So the women didn't stop to think, how are my words going to affect others? She was hurting her son, her son's wife, and her godson, and his godson's wife. So it's like, at the time, yes, none of us were married. We were young. This was, what, 7 years ago?
I was actually trying to gauge that the other day. I moved out, I'm gonna say 2014, and then we met. Was it 2014 that we met?
I
That's
know
how I'm
it
trying to
was
gauge right now.
Christmas. Yeah, that's the problem. It was
Christmas 2014? Oh, wow.
so It's been a
It's
long
gotta be a
time.
decade.
Yeah,
It's been a
this
very
is
long time.
what? 10 years? Yeah, well, you know, I'm Dory, so you cannot check me on time. But I know that it was a Christmas. So if you remember it's 2014, then yes, it's about to be 10 years.
Yeah, it's about to be 10 years. That's a very long time. That's a decade. Maybe we should celebrate.
Imagine, honestly, I'm down for that. Imagine meeting your best friend, your soulmate, and it could have possibly been broken just because some woman's words of, we don't even know why she's like that.
I say it's narcissistic tendencies, honestly. I do mention this in my podcast as well, where it seemed to be all about her, never about their happiness and their needs. There was a lot of emotional abuse that happened behind closed doors, and I'm the kind of person, I do not tolerate a lot of or any emotional abuse, let alone to my loved ones. I'm a guardian, I'm resilient, I'm many things, but watching a loved one go through that was extremely hard. And I am very lucky, like I said, that you and Nafas really took everything she said with a grain of salt and trusted each other, and we all trusted each other enough that when you came into my home, you saw. I remember one of the first questions you asked me. You're like, "Oh, how did you guys meet? How do you feel about him?" And I remember you said that based on my answer and everything that I said, that's where you said, "There's no possible way this is happening behind closed doors."
No, and honestly, everything that we discovered that was being said and the levels of audacity that people have to boldly say statements without any proof. There was never any screenshots, no emails, no calls. Like, ma'am, please, I know it doesn't take a detective to accuse someone of something, but it's common sense. And I understand some people don't have common sense, but we as a collective, us millennials, I would like to think that we like to have proof before we open our mouth.
I agree. Her only basis was he was dropping me off and we were all hanging out. Mind you, my sister-in-law, who used to live with me at the time, she was in the car as well. So that was brought up to her. We told her, "Hey, how is that possible if so and so was in the car as well?" She said, "Oh, yeah, I know that's my daughter and everything, but she's covering it for her." For me, basically. She basically stated that her daughter was lying behind everybody's back to defend me, which is odd because I don't see how her, your own blood can say that. But my mother-in-law surprised me in so many ways that I don't have words for it anymore, other than the stories and the ridiculousness that I've told you throughout the years, honestly.
No, we're just putting it lightly. We're only saying a little bit of everything that has transpired, but we're just trying to introduce how we came into each other's life. And I'm glad we were mature enough because had this probably happened when we were 15 or 14, we might have not had the capacity to go do our own research and say, let me see if this person is for real or not. But I feel like after the age of 21, 22, 23, you start to be like, maybe I shouldn't believe everything my parents are saying.
Yeah, you get to that point where you just don't want to believe anything and everything that they're saying. Something else that Nafas would say is that this was not actually something that she tried to say during the time we met. It happened even before in the beginning. So I started dating Hero in 2011. Apparently, and this was not told to me again till I moved out. All of this came to light later on, when everybody felt comfortable to talk about it. Apparently, she was telling people that I was flirting with Nafaz and that I was flirting with my brother-in-law. Had that been told to me early on, I can see why it was not told to me early on. I would have felt so insecure about even anything. She said, the reason why she said this, by the way, was because I was laughing at their jokes. That, oh, she sits there, she laughs with them, she giggles with them. And I'm like, okay, so I can't laugh, I can't have a conversation, I can't hang out, I can't, nothing. I'm supposed to only cater to Hito, and that was it. Even if I did, she still came up with something.
Honestly, I think that even though May is a month to shower women with love for Mother's Day, it's also a month to point out the women that are not so motherly, the women that just gave birth and did nothing but the bare minimum.
Yeah, sometimes Mother's Day can be a very triggering day for some people. And if you are one of those unfortunate people who have an abusive mom, someone who wasn't there for you or has any kind of toxicity, we are so sorry. I cannot imagine not feeling supported. I mean, I have an idea, but to be completely non-existent and toxic, I feel so bad for everyone out there that has to go through that. I wish I could give you guys all a hug because I'm not sure. Without the friends or support system that I currently have, at least for me, I am speaking for myself, I don't know where I would be right now. I don't know where all this would have gone.
Honestly, it's very amazing to see the women that empower their children, and I cannot speak for other cultures, but the Hispanic culture, the mothers need to do better with their sons. There's many barriers and many differences with the way Hispanic mothers raise their boys versus how they raise their girls. There's a lot of sexism. There's a lot of gender roles into play. There's a lot of boys that are just out here not doing any chores, not helping with errands. It's terrible, and Hispanic mothers need to do better with their kids.
I agree as well. I also think a lot of them need to remember that, as the saying goes, it takes a village. Not only empowering other mothers, but also providing a support system. Because something that I feel like our mother-in-laws struggled with is competing with each other. And we know that because our husbands told us that they would compete. But luckily, our husbands didn't take that to heart. They kind of just let the adults be adults and they said, we're still best friends. We're still gonna hang out. We're still gonna do us. Very grateful for that, by the way. Because,
Honestly, yeah, it
yeah.
shows a lot of maturity in their part. I mean, that shows how much they loved each other. You really have to love someone deeply to go against your parents' wishes.
Exactly. The fact that they did go against them, even after everything they went through, is insane within itself. But I'm very glad that they have so many stories just for everyone out there. Apparently, when their moms would be arguing, they were in a spat and not talking to each other. Hito tells me that he would be at home, hanging out, just sitting there, and then he would see or hear something at his window. When somebody throws rocks at your window. Rapunzel. Honestly, that's what it feels like. And he would go open the window, and the foss would be out there. He'd be like, hey, let me up. He would just climb in through his window. When he told me that, I'm like, men are a different breed. What do you mean?
Honestly, that's the gayest story I've ever heard, and I consider myself gay.
Right? So they honestly did not take their mother's spats to heart, meaning they didn't take it out on each other, thankfully. He would just honestly show up. And he'd be like, hey, yeah. Sometimes he would just show up at my window and I would let him through my window. I'm like, that's probably really gay.
And honestly, Hiro's mom could have destroyed his son's relationship with Nafasa. Hiro's relationship could have just been completely destroyed by that woman, because she not only made rumors about Nafas and Siroa, she also made rumors about Nafas and her other children as well. Like, the man was not, their relationship was in danger multiple times.
They ignored all red flags. All of it. They said, oh, that rumor is going around. Let them think that. And it was okay. She was also saying that Nafaz was gay for Hero. That was when the first time I heard that, it was hilarious. We had just started dating And she tells me, "Oh, you need to be careful with his cousin, his Nafad." I'm like, "Okay." You know, I thought they were blood related at this point. This is when I discovered they aren't blood related. She's like, "Oh, he might be gay for him." I'm like, "Excuse me, aren't they cousins?" And she goes, "No, they're not blood related." I'm like, "Oh." That was the day I found out they were actually not blood related, by the way.
She was trying any way possible to, how do you don't like this girl. So why are you telling this girl to be careful about somebody stealing her man?
Especially from someone that he considers a brother, cousin, family member. It was just the things that this woman would say had me questioning even my absolute being in their home at some point. So I'm not surprised about that. Either way, like I said, I'm grateful for Nafaz for introducing us. 'Cause look at where we are, guys. It's 10 years later and we've grown up together. We are at a point where we're about to reach halfway that I'm about to know Annalie for about half my life now.
No, and our children, they get along, and my daughter is
Yes.
obsessed with Siroa. It's kind
Oh
of,
yeah.
I can't stand her trying to steal my best friend.
I know, they compete for number one spot all the time. It's kind of funny in a way. Love
Honestly,
it.
this is how I know that Seroa's energy is great, because my daughter doesn't vibe with everyone. There's people that my daughter does not mess with, and she, when we get together at events, family, or any type of thing like that, she doesn't feel like saying hi to certain people. So I don't force her to say hi to adults that she doesn't want to say hi to, because there's a reason something inside of us feels weird about certain people. We just don't know why, but I let her follow her intuition.
Yeah, no. She, I remember the first time I met your daughter, and I remember thinking, "Oh my goodness, can I have her in my life for the rest?" Like, not only do I have Emily, now I have a little mini version of her, and now we get to grow up together too. That's amazing. She's also obsessed with my son. She always says, "Can I trade children?" I'm like, "I can give you my child. How about that? He could be your new brother."
Honestly,
As a
yeah,
matter
and she
of
just be wanting us to live together, and she feels very comfortable around you, because when we were at your house, I tried to get her to sleep with me. She was like, no, she was gonna stay in the living room. I was like, y esta confianza,
Right.
girl.
I remember that night. I came out, I'm like, "Hello, it is late today. Why don't you go to sleep?" And she just didn't want to sleep, which again, that could come with safety. And by the time she did fall asleep, I was glad that she felt safe. Also, my godson, guys, this kid fell asleep and slept through the whole night. I'm like, damn, the comfort is real in this house. I love it.
That was such a great day. I mean, we took a break from them. They were just existing with each other while Cero and I existed with each other separately.
Yeah, definitely. Even Hiro was like, "I barely remember watching them." So the kids stayed with Hiro for about maybe a couple of hours, and we kept thinking, "Oh my gosh, what if he goes crazy?" No, he said he hardly remembers, and he would actually love for them to come back. I'm like, "Okay, that's a good sign."
I love that for them, because that only lets us know that when they grow up, they will feel, because I feel like children have a different connection. We just always want to keep meeting with the people that we have fun with, that we feel good with. So I know that when my daughter's 15 and the children are 10, 7, whatever age they are, they're still gonna feel good around each other.
Yeah, and that time will come, and I don't know where we're gonna be in terms of mom mentality. I can't even imagine that far right now. Like, we've been moms for so long, it kind of feels odd to even talking about our life previously. I always tell Annalie, I'm like, if we would have met before we were moms, I'm not sure where we would be. Not only because would we be with our husbands? Because maybe we would just tell each other, like, "Hey, no, please don't do that." Like, just dealing with everything that we dealt with, I think there was a reason the universe said, "No, these two cannot meet before these two
Yeah,
men meet."
honestly, because the thing is, I feel like for sure you would have, I would have spent way more time with you. I would have not been in a fast house at all. I mean, your mom would have literally had to be like, do you live here?
Right? And my mom was always the type of mom that she preferred people come to my house, so it would have been perfect because my mom rather have people in my house or our house than me out somewhere. So that's something we do have in common, the Hispanic background and everything. We understood that our parents were, overprotective for a good reason, besides the fact that we were both girls.
No, and also we know that they did the best that they could with the resources they had, because while I didn't have much parental control or guidance, Ciro did have parental control and guidance. I would say more strict. My father, I just have to call him and be like, hey, I'm here, and he would take my word for it, and I would not be where I said I was.
Yeah, no, I was home. It was school, home. Friends were very questionable in the sense of my parents didn't really trust anyone. It took a long time for my mom to even trust my other best friend, honestly. I mean, I've known her for about 15 years now, my other best friend. And to this day, I think my mom is still shocked that I still have her around. And not because she's bad, not because anything. It's just my mom doesn't, she believes more in blood ties than friend, family kind of, ties. I'm a true believer of friends being soulmates and spiritual energy and guidance. You know who are your forever people. And even if there comes a day where, listen, do not do this to me, but where people drift apart. That is not happening, by the way. I do not, th there's just no way.
Well, I have attachment. What is it called? I have attachment issues, so I wouldn't, abandonment issues. I would not be able. I'm not walking out first.
Yeah, me neither. This is gonna be forever. You know those people that threaten that when people leave you, it's like I will, you're stuck with me forever or else? That's us. And it's good that we have that same energy because I feel like we're both like in a chokehold, like,
It
don't
might
leave
be,
me.
yeah, a little bit toxic on my end, because I feel like I've never said this to anyone, and don't say this to anyone. Please don't repeat what I'm about to say. But I feel like I'm so obsessed with you that I would tell you, if you leave me, I'm gonna kill myself. That's
Oh
not
my.
good. That's not a good thing, guys.
That is never, guys, don't, no. That's
Never
not,
say
you're
that,
not
but that's my thought
prioritizing
on the inside. Like, I will literally say anything
internal
if
thoughts.
she ever decides, you know why it's not working? I'm gonna be like, I could change.
It's gonna be like those lover quarrels, and I'm gonna be like, no. But see, I'm not that kind of person either. I'm a lot of the friends I do tend to have or people in my life. I can tell who are my forever, quote unquote, forever people. My only worry is either them dying or me dying. That's how we're leaving each other. Till death do us part. I am soulfully married to some of these people. If that's the best way to put it, like, we're never gonna get divorced. I tell that to Hito all the time. We're never get divorced. Do not leave me here in these streets. That's the same applies to my friends, guys. Don't leave me out here in these streets. We do not know what's out there. What's out there is
Honestly,
horrible.
I don't know how to see. I started making more friends now because I decided to put my mind to it to make more friends. But I was a very closed off person because I had already experienced people who I loved deeply, who we parted ways, and that wounded me too much to even bother to meet people. The only reason I have more friends and started to feel more comfortable around people was Nafas. Nafas literally has told me, you have no friends. All your friends are connected to me, and we have to fight about, oh, if we're not together, I'm still gonna hang out with Ciro. Like, I'm not giving her up.
Hiro says the same thing, by the way, guys. He's not loyal to his cousin. It's a secret, but not so much of a secret. He tells me if they were to ever leave each other by chance, he said we will sneak her into our house and keep her.
Yeah, this divorce is not going to end. I am
It
not
won't.
sharing custody. That's not happening. I'm gonna have sole
It's
custody
not.
of Sidoa.
Yep. I'm willingly. This is very willing. I'm okay with it. I agree. I consent.
Honestly, because I feel like as adults, our partners are not talking as much as they used to. And we have become closer.
Yeah, definitely. Even all of our plans kind of revolve sort of in like throughout the year, we kind of see each other in a way where it's like when we go so long without seeing each other, we start suffering. And we start asking each other, like, when are you coming back? When are we going over there? And nothing else exists, only each other. It just seems that way now.
I really loved my experience when I went to Siroa's graduation. It felt, honestly, I love those moments with her. And that's why I said in a previous episode that I just want to go somewhere secluded from the world. And if it's just me and her, I'm gonna be fine. That's all I need. Just her, wherever we're at, is fine. I don't really need technology, other human beings. I could be anywhere with her and I would be okay.
Yes, ma'am. It was honestly one of the most healing trips I've had. It's been a long time. It's hard to imagine. So when you become a mom, and when you don't really have a lot of friends growing up, you have a moment of healing. Right, where you do this one, there's this one canon event. Honestly, that was a canon event because we both went on this trip together. We checked into that hotel. The world around us kind of just disappeared. We were in our own little bubble where no one bothered us. Our husbands were completely fine with the kids. It was one of the most peaceful times of my life that when it ended, I really had vacation blues. I
No,
forgot why we were there.
the drive there was, I didn't feel like we were, like you were driving for that long. It felt like 1 minute. It just felt like we were in one part and then we were in a blink of an eye. I didn't feel, my body wasn't hurting. I didn't have a headache, nothing. Like my health was the best that I've ever had.
No, and it was just such a calm trip. I forgot why we were there for a moment. I was like, "Oh, we're here for my graduation? Oh man, okay, I guess." And it happened, and then we went straight back. We didn't go straight back to the hotel. I think we hung out for a little while. We even said, "Oh, we should come back here. This is great. The vibes were great. Very calm nature, then nature to town, city. Very historical, but we need to plan another girl trip. It's very much needed." And again, I We were there. There came a point where we got really quiet, right? Where we got quiet and we just looked at each other. We're like, we're just enjoying each other's company, and that's okay.
Yeah, no, I was telling you, I'm sorry, I'm quiet. I don't know what I was doing on my phone or something. You were like, oh no, you're good. You were reading your ebook.
Reading. Yeah. I have the Kindle app on my phone. I read a lot, so I can distract myself. I have no I issues with that.
And
And I think out of the both
I'm
of
not a
us.
light sleeper. I'm not a light sleeper, but anytime I'm around this person, my body just quit. My body just exit. Like anxiety, whatever's going on in my brain, it just hangs up. It clocks out, and I'm just like, I don't know how to describe the amount of peace that I feel when I'm with you. I just let go of all troubles.
Yeah, I've noticed that too, 'cause we talk. Constantly, we talk about how stressed we are sometimes, our jobs, our lives, our being a mom, and all of our executive decisions that we mental load that we have. Then when we get together, we kind of just go from, oh my God, all this other stuff to, the fuck were we complaining about? I curse, by
No, and
the
then
way.
also we be watching K-drama, we be watching anime, we just
Yeah.
be crying next to each other, snacking, and I just feel very well taken care of. Like that's why this month is so special to me, because the women around me are women that make me the person that I am. They're part of my foundation, they're part of my sanity. So I wanted to celebrate you this month in the only possible best way that I can possibly think of is to record an episode, because she just started her podcast journey as well. I'm so
Yes,
proud of
sir.
her. I'm so happy for her. How are you feeling to be
Me.
podcasting?
It's interesting. I was told a while ago to do that, but you inspired me to actually start it just because I always felt there's always this doubt, right? When you start a new project, you kind of just start doubting yourself. You're like, oh no, that's not me. That's not me. But then you have people in your life that push you to be better, to do better, and do those things that you want, telling you try it. It's gonna be great. And you try and you realize, oh, I actually really do like it. I love it. I like the creativity that comes from it. I honestly, sometimes I feel like, oh, I don't have a lot to talk about. What is everybody talking about? Then you start and you're like, oh, now I can't stop talking. Ha, that's insane. But I love it. I enjoy it. So thank you for, being you. There's no other words, guys, for what this is. I hope we're portraying it. This is barely scratching the surface though. Again, I feel like, the first 20 years of my life, I missed out. I'll be honest with y'all. I missed out on knowing, getting to know Annalie the way that I've had. But secretly, maybe it's sort of her fault.
No, and honestly, I'm really proud of her. She has come a long way. We have both grown so much as people. Seeing her, guys, this woman, okay, was in college and she was pregnant. And I was like, girl, you need to take a break. And she was like, no, I'm fine. I cannot step into this woman's world without feeling exhausted. And that's why I always give her props and I give her flowers and I tell her all the time, you do enough. You do so much, and nobody better dare make you question how much you do.
Thank you. I really do appreciate that. You see, I don't, in the daily life, I think we complete each other in other ways because our spouse can be many things, as we all know. Everybody's relationships has its ups and downs. But we have discovered the secret, you guys. When people say, well, oh, how, why you guys stayed together for so long? I'll be honest. My answer is going to be because of Emily, because of my best friends, because whatever emotional support, let's just say if my husband is just not there for me that day, it's fine. You don't gotta emotionally be there for me. I got my soulmate. I don't need you emotionally.
No,
I don't need you.
emotionally. Yeah, we honestly
I don't
is
need you.
I'm really glad because I've said this to Sarah before. I've told her, listen, there's days, man, that I just want to pack my stuff and forget the whole world and just run away. But as a mother, I can't just run away, guys. These children did not choose to be here, so I have to take accountability and I have to be responsible. So on those days that I want to run away physically, but I don't because I love my kids, I run away emotionally to Seroa.
Exactly. I mean, our husbands are aware of how our relationship is to the point that maybe Nafas more than Hiro rolls their eyes. That's how bad it is. This is not just, oh, we're trying to be cute. We're trying to be hot. No, legitimately, like our husbands will probably internally roll their eyes from
Yeah,
how
my
you
Nafas
are.
has literally told me, oh, if Sarah is so gay, why don't you marry her? And I'm just like, well, you and Imran are kind of in the way of that.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, they're aware of that, but at the same time, it's more like, when she told me that, what do you think my response was? I didn't say nothing. I was just like, oh yeah, if that's the case, well, sign me the hell up.
If
Where's the
they were
divorce papers,
not.
guys?
If they didn't exist in our lives and we, if we had to reset life, if we hadn't, if somehow life was to reset and we met in a different dimension or whatever it's called, we probably
Right.
would have been in, what is it called? The 4B movement? I would have been in there.
Yeah, I think we would have. I honestly, the universe did something. It knew something that probably we don't. And we always say this, like, if there is a next life or anything, I think we would try to find each other first before we find them, because They'll be so offended by the fate. They'll be like, "Oh, you wouldn't pick me first?" Not really.
No, and the thing is, I feel like the universe picked us to be with them because honestly, we don't know where they would be without us.
That's not true.
We took these men out of situations that they were so used to living in, and they felt like life was supposed to be that way. And we were looking at them like, that's not how we were raised. I mean, there's this stuff over here. Let's go check that out. And it was kind of like that episode from Family Guy where I don't know who is it. I don't know if it's Peter that's luring the mayor into a trap. And he's like, ooh, piece of candy. Ooh, piece of candy. The mayor. And then he gets trapped under the box. I feel like Siroa and me represent that for our husbands. We lure them out of their situation. And then they realize, oh, this is what life is supposed to feel like.
Yeah, I feel like, especially me, anyone in my life, I want them to experience things in an optimistic sort of way. Like every time Annalie comes down to see me, or we see each other in general, I'm introducing her to a new place, a new vibe, a new setting, a new thing. It's something that I love doing personally. Just so people, let's feel this vibe together. Let's harmonize with the universe. That's something I really do promote: self-care, self-love, all of that. So it's funny that we provide that for our husbands. We want to provide them with peace, give them that peace that they never had, heal their inner child, even though if they secretly don't want to, they do. They want us to heal them, whether they like it or not.
No, and
It's
honestly,
a call.
remember when I said that I paid $400 for 8 driving classes? I lived in her house that whole month, and I only went to school for driving for 8 days, and I just stayed in her house for no reason. I was just like, something about her house, I just can't leave. I don't know how to describe it, but I feel so welcomed, so loved, so comfortable that I need a really big reason to get out of her house. I mean, I
Once she's
sometimes,
here, it's
honestly, I just feel like I need to at some point ask like, hey, if you guys need time alone and space, that's okay, 'cause I'm literally a third wheel. I just don't be wanting to leave.
No, every time she shows up, it's like you become my number one priority. It's like Hito, back burner. You're gone, buddy. He understands. He's like, oh, it's okay. And honestly, he's never really complained about it. I've asked him even before. This is just me being 100% honest. I've asked him, hey, like, does it bother you? Nope. He honestly prefers when Annalie is over, not only as because he sees how healing we are together. He also just enjoys the energy that we both give together. He's like, oh, you guys are always laughing and watching something interesting, or you get to release all those emotions, because I tend to kind of take things in, bottle, and then once we see each other periodically, all those emotions kind of leave. All that negativity tends to leave. I mean, I tend to walk into my home, just for everyone to know, is I try to leave all that negativity out the door. I'm a very expressful person. I like expressing it because my home is my sanctuary. Not just this home, no matter where I go, I want it to be home. That's why I named my podcast Serwa Serenity. I like promoting peacefulness because that's something I've been told my whole entire life. Not only Annalie, but other people, that I'm just peaceful. And that's why I guess I would consider myself, I can't say I'm a pacifist though, because I tend to have a violent streak of being strict. So I don't know. I've been called a witch one too many times before, so I'm not sure what it is. Maybe I'm too peaceful. Is
No,
that
and
what it is?
honestly, I don't know what it is. I don't know how to describe your energy, but I've never ever felt that with anyone in the whole wide world, because what I admitted to you last summer that I was like, hey, I was touched when I was 7 years old and I was crying. I don't know why I said that to you. It just came out of me. It was like emotional barfing. And I was like, I feel like I could tell you this and you're not going to treat me differently, because that's always my fear. You know, that used to be my fear, not anymore because I'm healed from that. But I was like, this podcast is my way of healing what happened to me as a child. And it doesn't need to happen to you more than once for it to be a problem. It is a problem to me, and I decided to heal from it. And she was the first person, the first friend that I felt like I can share that with, that wasn't going to look at me differently. So definitely, when I say that, when I'm with her, the car, the universe, the trees, everything disappears and it's just me and her. I mean that. When I spent time in her house for spring break, her husband was sitting at the couch and it was like no one was there, because it was Ciro and me, and that's, I don't know how I'm able to disconnect the whole world from us when we're together.
Yeah, no, it's just one of those things. Everyone, I tell people, I'm like, you deserve a genuine person in your life. And I tend to be one of those people. I want people to return that energy to me, right? So I do genuinely believe putting out certain vibes into the universe, that if you put out genuine vibes, because obviously we're all human, we're gonna come to a point where we feel resentment, we feel anger, we feel all these conflicting emotions. But if you resolve and, exude peace, it will get returned to you somehow. And the universe gave me Emily, so I guess in this form, I was blessed. I was truly blessed. I put out all those energy that I grew up pretty asking for someone to come into my life, and it gave me more than one person, but one of them was her. So
Honestly,
good job.
it's giving like little wishing to the stars, and you got me, Stitch. That's what I'm hearing that you're describing, and it's just like it's so
Yes,
much.
that's what it was. That, guys, hit it. That's why we're besties. That's exactly what happened. I was literally going to the universe. I'm like, please give me someone that will never leave me and will stay by my side. Stay by my side, and we just exist in the universe, right? Obviously, like I said, I do have my other best friend. I have Enly. I have people in my life that I do consider my inner circle, but I will trade some of those people if that meant, if a deity, God, whatever you guys believe in out there, came down to me and said, listen, you can only choose one. Sorry, you gotta give up everybody else. I am choosing Annalie every
I'm
single
so
time.
happy to hear that, because I know that in my life for sure, I have my inner circle, I have my loved ones, and you know many of them already. My circle is not big, so they know I talk about you all the time. And my own mother was like, oh, she's your safe space. And I felt so good when my mother said that, because I have never uttered those words. Oh, Cero is my safe. I've never said that to her, but my mom obviously has been with me my whole life. She knows I like video games, anime, manga. She knows I'm a bit of a tomboy. I'm not always dressing up. I'm not the most feminine girl out there. And me talking about Ciro constantly, she's like, oh, she is like a home for my daughter. And I have always been searching for a home. That's always something that I've always wanted growing up. And I'm really glad that I have finally found my home. And I'm really glad that she also started podcasting to share her journey with other people, because I believe that she's been through so much, and I know that it's gonna help people out there. It just has to, and this has to be a 2, 3, or 4 part type of content, because it's just too much that we have to share, and we're gonna try to wrap it up in 6, 8 minutes or so, and we're gonna have to do a
I just
part two.
realized. Yeah, definitely a part two. We barely scratched the surface. I feel like we kind of went off a little off book more than we thought, but yeah, no. I think I would have to trick the universe, you guys. I would have to be like, no, she remains soulmate. Everybody else can, be here, but it's just like she said, she was looking for a home and I created one. I feel like I created a place where I want people to feel home and healed. I don't, people go through so much in their lives. It doesn't matter what they're going through, big, small, what people consider. I think it's always possible to heal and other people. The home is not what's four walls. It's the people who make those four walls home.
Honestly, and that's really great to hear because the only reason we are making it an hour podcast is because we work, we're moms, we're wives, so we have other activities that we need to tend to. But you guys, if you made it this far, please follow my soulmate and anything that she does. She has threads, she has Instagram. And is there anything else you want to promote?
No, I'm always promoting tranquility. And as I always say, everyone, stay serene.
You guys go ahead and follow her in Siroa Serenity. She's here in Podbeam, and she has other sites that you can look her up on. It's linked on her Podbeam. So it's time for our outro. I didn't want this episode to end, but we have to go, guys. I hope this episode has been good for you. It has served you as a way to know that you are loved, you're beautiful. You are kind, strive to be the best that you can, do your 1%, do your outlets, be there for yourself. If anything goes wrong, please never abandon yourself above all. So, if you have any other outro remarks?
No, as we always say, continue being you, continue being beautiful. Follow us, share with us your journey, and please always look after yourselves. Thank you for having me, Annalie. It's always nice to have you. Be
Oh
here
my
with you.
God, I love you so much. I'm so happy
I love
she's
you too.
here, guys. Please go ahead and follow her. You're not.
All right.